President Trump and Kim Jong-un are preparing to finally meet. Here's what to know about their Singapore summit. By Suyin Haynes. After much speculation, President Donald Trump is scheduled to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for an historic summit in Singapore June 12th. It'll mark the first time that a North Korean leader has met with a sitting U.S. president. Remarkable, as the two countries have no diplomatic relations and are officially still at war. With North Korea's self-described complete nuclear arsenal and a history of tensely traded threats with the U.S., the stakes are dizzyingly high. Here's a look at what to expect from the summit. Where and when is the summit taking place? The hotly anticipated summit is to take place at the Capella Hotel on Singapore's Sentosa Island, with the first meeting kicking off at 9 a.m. local time, June 12th. The hotel is a secluded luxury resort on the island with two presidential suites, one of which is a standalone property that could be prime for hosting the high-level talks. Located off the southern coast of Singapore, Sentosa is home to other high-end hotels, beaches, and amusement parks, including Universal Studios Singapore. Its separation from the city center may have been a factor in its selection as the summit location. Singapore will be the furthest distance Kim Jong-un has traveled since assuming leadership of North Korea in 2011. While the first meeting time and date has been announced, other details of the summit's schedule have not yet been made clear. Who will attend the summit? Trump and Kim will bring their own delegations to the summit. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who traveled to North Korea twice earlier this year to negotiate and finalize the summit, Chief of Staff John Kelly, and National Security Advisor John Bolton are expected to comprise Trump's team, along with other senior White House officials. Absent from Trump's delegation are First Lady Melania Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, who will both remain in the U.S., and Defense Secretary James Mattis, who recently visited Singapore. It's not yet clear who will be joining Kim Jong-un in South Korea, although several of his inner circle have been involved in the negotiating efforts over the past months. Kim's sister, Kim Yo-jong, attended the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics with an invitation for Moon Jae-in that paved the way for inter-Korea talks at the end of April. Kim Yong-chol, often regarded as Kim Jong-un's right-hand man, has played a pivotal role representing North Korea in negotiations leading up to the summit. Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho could also be expected to join the North's delegation. Have negotiations to arrange the summit been easy? In the words of James Mattis, it has been a bumpy road, to say the least. After the first meeting between Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in in April, South Korea announced the North's intention to meet with the U.S. by the end of May. Trump then made a surprise announcement on Twitter on May 10th that the summit would take place in Singapore June 12th. However, the summit appeared to hit a roadblock 2 weeks later when Trump called off the summit in a letter to Kim Jong-un on May 24th. Sadly, based on the tremendous anger displayed in your most recent statement, Trump wrote to Kim, I feel it is inappropriate at this time to have this long-planned meeting. The abrupt announcement came after North Korea made its anger known at Mike Pence's comments comparing the country's nuclear disarmament to the Libya example on Fox News. 1 week after the cancellation, in another roller coaster turn, Trump announced that the summit was back on track following negotiations between top-level officials on both sides, and after Kim Yong-chol delivered a personal letter from Kim Jong-un to Trump. What will Trump and Kim talk about? At this stage, many details of the summit remain unclear, including the discussion agenda and schedule. It may be the case that the Singapore summit will serve mainly as a meet-and-greet for both leaders to make introductions, as the two countries currently have no formal diplomatic relations and the North remains under steep sanctions from the U.S. and the U.N. Observers have warned against prematurely heralding the summit as a turning point of U.S.-North Korean relations and denuclearization on the peninsula, as North Korea will not easily give up its nuclear deterrent. Reports in recent days have suggested that should the meeting go well in Singapore, Trump may consider inviting Kim to the U.S. for follow-up talks. What do Trump and Kim want from the summit? The U.S. has stressed that it wants to see steps toward complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of North Korea before sanctions relief can be implemented, although Trump has signaled some flexibility. Skepticism remains over whether Kim is truly committed to achieving this aim, and difficulties may lie in how both the U.S. and North Korea define denuclearization. North Korean officials have made no secret of their displeasure at a total and immediate effort to destroy weapons on the peninsula, and are said to favor a step-by-step approach. The demolition of the Punggye-ri nuclear test site last month was seen as a positive gesture prior to the summit, but it's not an irreversible one, and further measures would have to be taken to satisfy U.S. demands. Despite this, some steps taken by Kim prior to the summit indicate a legitimate willingness to talk to the U.S. and could point to a genuine ambition to strike some kind of deal, most likely focused on economic development. A series of personnel reshuffles in the North's military circles prior to the summit, as well as the regime's reported enthusiasm for American investment, may comprise Kim's strategy for lifting the nation out of poverty. However, whether Trump and Kim will even reach the stage of discussing a potential denuclearization deal at this summit in Singapore remains to be seen.